Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Here are just some of the headlines on the situation with Hillary Clinton and her health this morning. The Times editorializing Alan, full disclosure on candidates' health. Presidential candidates' willingness to release their health histories is a key test of transparency. Side by side with a news headline, Clinton said to keep news of illness from most of her staff.
Well, look, this is a no-win for her. Obviously, Trump has been pushing and pushing and pushing on this health issue and on this ability to lead and the strength to lead. So what this is showing here is that Clinton has not been as forthcoming as she can. But if she is forthcoming, then that leads to other rumors about weakness and strength and all of the rest. So she's in a bad spot. Nevertheless, she's still way ahead in all of the polls. She has to maintain that. She has to let this be a blip on the radar scope and then move forward. However, if it turns out that she is not being straight with the American people and that there is something else that's going on, that is going to hurt her very badly because that will lead to a spate of news stories and other things. We already see that the former chair of the Democratic National Committee is talking about having a plan B ready to go if this turns out to be a disaster. And that plan B would involve three people. We know who they are. They are Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee picked by Clinton, and the former contender, Bernie Sanders, who is a huge presence in the Democratic Party and it left a lot of followers behind, got something like 47% of the delegates to the convention and going to make a strong argument that Bernie should be the candidate. And the third, of course, is Joe Biden. Kaine is not really well known in the United States, so he would not make that strong a candidate with just a few weeks to go in the election. So it would then come down, in my opinion, to Bernie versus Biden. Biden is a beloved figure at this stage of the game in the Democratic Party, and I think would be a candidate of choice for many centrist and even slightly to the left Democrats, whereas Bernie would be the candidate of all of those people who went out and supported him during the primary elections. But we'll see. If, in fact, there is more to this story than we are hearing, then it would be incumbent on Clinton to do something about that and to say, okay, for the good of the party, we'll do this. We'll see. You know, right now we have the rumor mills working full time, but we have the Clinton campaign people saying it's nothing more than pneumonia. We'll see.
And what about Donald Trump's response? Seemed to use restraint, and will that portend what's to come?
Precisely. I think Trump now understands that he has got to listen to his managers who are telling him what to do. It would make sense that you become a gentleman and you have some restraint about Hillary's health. Now, of course, you know, he hasn't been exactly forthcoming about his own health up until now. Says he will, but hasn't. Nor has he been forthcoming about his taxes. And in each case, it raises other questions. So you could say that restraint is the act of a gentleman, or you could say restraint is the act of somebody who say that, but for the grace of God goes I.
The primaries go today in New York, Alan, and here's an interesting race. It's from the Rochester area. Even in death, State Assemblyman Bill Nogé, a Republican who fatally shot himself in a city cemetery last week, seems likely to win the primary election for his seat today. And it sort of brings you to an obscure part of the law.
And David, that law, as I understand it, basically says that within a few weeks, if they elect a person who is deceased, that his vacancies committee is able to name somebody else to that position. That would mean, of course, that people would have to say, all right, this guy killed himself, but I'm sympathetic. I'm going to vote for him, understanding that he will have a legacy that will be carried on by people who will nominate somebody else to take the seat. Seems kind of like a long shot, but you never know in politics.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.